Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Paul Nolte is the senior VP at Kingsview Wealth Management. Good morning, Paul. The week ended with some good signs. What's behind this morning's financial headlines? I'm looking at a couple here. Overseas stocks rise as China eases curbs. Amid wild ride, investors watch for signs of stability. What's going on?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. We did get a little bit of pain relief last week when the markets rose about 6%, and that was our recovery bounce that we've been looking for a while. And I think some of that came on the heels of the Fed. Their minutes were released on Wednesday, and people that read the tea leaves there are saying that maybe the Fed will step aside in September and not increase rates at every meeting like was originally thought. This morning we're a little bit softer in the U.S. as the European Union is deciding on maybe not importing as much Russian oil, and that's pushing up energy prices a little bit. But outside of that, we've got the unemployment numbers on Friday. We'll have a raft of economic news over the next 10 business days or so, and that will, I think, determine a lot as far as inflation goes, whether the workers are making progress versus inflation or lagging, and then again, how strong the employment situation is.
Next Fed meeting is when? In a couple weeks?
A couple weeks. It's June 15, 16, and then we'll get, again, a little bit more detail on how much more they think they're going to be raising rates. It's expected they will raise another half of 1%. And we will be 2 weeks in. Tomorrow they will start reducing their balance sheet a little bit, and we'll see how that goes. It'll be only just 2 weeks, so it'll be difficult to assess anything there, but that'll be at the next meeting.
I was going through your blog online looking for signs of optimism. I think I finally found one sentence in here. You wrote that investors now believe the worst may be over and may be in the rearview mirror, and the market's once again ready to roar. Well, that sounds promising.
It does. It does. And, you know, some of that is whether we can get the follow-on from this last week. Again, the markets have been down 8 weeks in a row. We got a very strong rebound rally last week. And now we'll see if we can get that to continue. And it's going to be coming down to some of the economic data this week. And then in July, we'll start talking about second quarter earnings and what's happening with companies then as far as margin pressures, how are they handling inflation, higher wage prices, et cetera. And that could put a little bit of a step in the market depending on how that goes. So if companies are continuing to show good profitability, good revenue growth, that could allow the equity markets to continue to rally.
And what happens with gas prices is going to be important too, isn't it?
It is, because that feeds into consumer confidence, that feeds into consumer spending, and where do they spend. So if energy prices stay, you know, 5+ at the pump, you're going to see a lot of consumers that are spending money on gasoline to get from here to there probably reduce their spending on other things. And that will show up in a lot of the retail sales numbers that we'll get in 2 weeks.
And as far as the midterm elections, there is a certain cycle that the markets get into about now, correct?
They do. Yeah, no, they do. There is something called the presidential cycle. And what happens typically is once a president is elected, they institute all kinds of programs, belt tightening, raise taxes, et cetera. And that has a negative impact on economic growth into about the midterm elections. And then after the midterm elections, typically Congress, as well as the president, try to put spending programs together to try to goose the economy to go into the presidential cycle so that the president looks good. Everybody forgets what happened a couple of years prior. So you have that cycle of not so good coming into midterm elections and then very good from midterm elections on into the presidential election. So far this year, the markets are following that typical path. And we would see the market's bottom in the next 2 months or so if it were to follow it, if it were to continue to follow it. And that coincides with, the election rhetoric going into the November elections. And then from there on, should be a better equity markets if they follow that cycle.
And what are you and your fellow financial advisors saying about the housing market these days?
It's come off a little bit with mortgage rates over 5% and staying there. We're starting to see housing prices come down. We're seeing housing activity slow. So we're getting some of the things that we would expect to see in the housing sector. It's going to take some time for that to normalize. So housing affordability is still very high. It's difficult to get into starter homes for most of the population at this point. So we'd like to see that continue to ease and slow down a little bit. And that allows then people to get into housing. Because remember, people don't buy a house based on price. They buy a house based on their mortgage payment. And can I afford that mortgage payment? So right now, that has shifted downward a little bit. So you should be looking at those houses that are maybe $300,000-$400,000 and below.
Well, you know, it used to be we talk about sticker shock pertaining to cars. Now it's the grocery store, isn't it? We're all in it.
It is. It's the grocery stores, and yeah, it's filling up those cars.
Yeah.
So absolutely, that still is around and going to be there for a while, I think.
Paul Nolte, Kingsview Wealth Management. Have a good week, Paul. Talk to you next Tuesday. It's not Monday, is it?
No, it's Tuesday.
Enjoy
today. The short week. Yes.
We will. Thank you.